Residents in the Dillingham area know something of the Port Hyden cleanup efforts because of the super sack of PCB-contaminated dirt that was being shipped from the site but was lost during a transfer at the Dillingham City Dock in the fall of 2011. Pat Roth is the restoration project manager with the 611th Civil Engineering Squadron. Roth says cleanup is still ongoing, and they'll keep at it till it's done.
This year, a large portion of the job will be to haul away more contaminated soil that was excavated last year. There's several stockpiles with a little over 10,000-15,000 cubic yards of PCB-contaminated soil in them, and those will be bagged up and shipped to a permanent disposal facility in the lower 48. And then we'll do a little bit more excavation for additional PCB-contaminated soil. And in addition, we also have some POL-contaminated soil, some of it yet to be excavated, and some of it that's already in a land farm that we'll continue to treat.
What will eventually come of the site is unclear, but Roth says the Air Force's goal is to bring the land up to residential standards. He says the majority of the contamination was released either by accidental spills like leaks in tanks or just from poor disposal methods of the past that weren't known to be harmful. The Alaska Department of Environmental Conservation has been overseeing the efforts. Roth says he's mostly satisfied with the progress.
There's always little hiccups that no one's happy about, such as the super sack that fell in the off the dock there, off between the boat-to-boat transfer there in Dillingham. So not happy about that, but overall the project has gone well. We've removed excavated well over 20,000 yards of contaminated soil. By the time we're all done, there'll have been close to 40,000 yards of contamination removed. And it's just the improvements to the environment and the less contamination that'll be blowing about in the dust and getting in the way of the people that travel the area. It's a good thing we're doing, and I'm glad it's moving along well.
Other environmental restoration activities are planned at the King Salmon Air Station this season as well. In Dillingham, I'm Dave Benninger.